Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Path to Good podcast. This is VIP Desk Connect's podcast about how we're making our company an even more amazing place to work. And I am joined, as always, by Sally.
Hi, Jen.
Hello. And we have another special guest today. We have Val Burns, who is our VP of Operations. So welcome, Val. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, thank you for welcoming me to this podcast. It's very exciting. What I do for the company is just kind of coordinate to make sure that operations is working the way they need to be, that workforce management, all the teams are working the way that they should to make it a well-oiled machine.
Val keeps us all moving forward. She does, indeed. So today we wanted to talk about something that's very exciting to us, and that is that we won a top workplace award from the Washington Post. And
yay!
It's very exciting. This has been something that has been a goal of ours for the last 4 years, and we were very intentional about going about applying for the award and making changes to our company to put us in a better place to win the award, really listening to our team and making changes based on some things that they felt were important. And so today we want to talk a little bit about that award, the process, and if you out there, if this is one of your goals to be a best place to work, we just want to share some of the things that we did that you could use in your organization to become a top workplace. So I think there are several top workplace awards out there. The one that we did is with the Washington Post. And basically the way most of them work is a third party, will survey your team. And they ask them about all kinds of things, about how they feel about the culture, the benefits, the management team. Like, there's all kinds of questions that they get asked about. The surveys are pretty extensive. And then these companies compile all of these survey results, and they compare you to all the different companies that have applied, and they choose the top however many to be award winners. So in order to win one of these awards, you really have to be focused on creating a culture that's really welcoming for your team, and you really have to listen to the team to make sure that you're putting changes in place that are important to them. So we made changes to a lot of things. We made changes to our pay, to our benefits, and we've been super intentional about building our culture. So I think I will turn it over to Sally to talk a little bit about how these changes start from the very top of the organization.
Well, thanks, Jen. You know, I think, you know, really excited about this award because it's recognition that we are on the right path. This is a podcast called Path to Good. So, you know, I think from my perspective, it is, you know, all about alignment. So I think for our industry, for those that may not know, we are a BPO. We do business process outsourcing in the form of customer service for iconic brands, new age brands. And to do that, we feel like, you know, great service starts with great people. I mean, that's as simple as it can be. And we've always felt like we're in an industry that is always looking at this part of the business as a bottom line, and it's tricky for us to make a difference in terms of compensation. A lot of our contracts don't have, you know, we have cost of living, but it's a real battle to make sure that we're taking care of team members so they in turn can deliver this elevated service. So I feel like from my perspective, our executive team and entire leadership team really sets the tone for culture. And, you know, I think about our mission to elevate the human experience. That is, we knew that was lofty, but I think we believe it in our hearts, and it's really helped with alignment in terms of, you know, you're either going to feel like this is speaking to your soul to be a part of our leadership team, because it really means we're taking care of the team in the best way that we can. And we're a work in progress, of course. So, you know, I kind of going back to myself, I think about alignment a lot. I feel like our executive team, we spend 2 retreats a year. Half of that time is building trust, being open, aligning with our values, talking about how we can be a better company. You know, being transparent is one of our values. And the reason for that is we want our team to know what we can and can't do for them as part of this process. So, you know, it's really just sort of, I feel supercharged now that we've got some momentum and we are seeing that the brands that we represent and we're fortunate to work with are sharing some of these same kind of values. You know, if we went through, what was it, 2 years to become a, you know, B Corp certified, it's all the same thing. Our mission to get into alignment has everything to do with, you know, we believe, at least I do, and I think we all do, that it is about being able to take care of the team so that we deliver this phenomenal service. So it's a full circle, you know, process. And, you know, I think the leadership sets the tone, right? And then, so Val, you are our connection to the rest of the organization. I mean, you, as the head of our operations and client services, you know, the sort of the heartbeat of the center of the company is you. And you see the translation of all our hard work with the team and how they're accepting it. So I guess I would turn to you and I would say, you know, for those of you listening, Val runs the ship, right? Like keeps us on track in meetings. But really, you make sure the voices are heard in the organization. And that's so important. I just wanted to ask you, you know, if you could elaborate a little bit on how you do that, and then we'll ask you some more questions about how our culture, you know, sort of translates out to the rest of the team.
Thanks, Sally. You know, it is extremely important that you talked about the values, the transparency, and the being open with the team members, you know, being in touch with the team members, having that leadership. I mean, it does come from the top, from the exec team. And I feel that every one of the leaders on every one of our programs feels the same way. They try to make sure that they're bringing that down to the brand ambassadors. I remember back two, 3 years ago, I think it was, when we said the one thing we weren't doing well was we were not taking it down to the brand ambassadors. And we put a push on to do that. And I think we have made some phenomenal strides in the past few years to make sure that every one of those team members are feeling like they're part of the team. It's as simple as reaching out to every one of them and saying hello. It's as simple as making sure that they have everything that they need to be able to do their jobs. And I think every one of the leadership is so aligned to try to help every member become stronger team members and be able to just keep people happy, you know. Our open door policy does that. I always reach out to the new classes, the new team members coming on, and tell them to reach out. Let me know how they're doing. I want to know how they're doing. And they're always amazed that they hear from the executive team and that we're willing to listen and help them in any way we can.
That's great. I think, you know, Jen, for those that don't know. I think they do because you do this podcast every week or every other week, but it's as our VP of People and Culture, it's not just HR, right? You really kind of lead the effort from a, you know, I would call it culture keeper perspective. And we, you know, we do a lot because we're virtual, but this podcast isn't really about that. Could you elaborate a little bit around some of the ways we, you know, keep those doors open and keep communication flowing with, you know, we use Microsoft Teams, how we do that, just to maybe either remind people or sort of, you know, share from your view how you think this helps us from, you know, culture impact.
Absolutely. I think we've mentioned before that we are a virtual company. Most of our team members work from home. But I think even if you're not virtual, a lot of this translates and is still important. And I think, kind of touching on what Val said, it really starts with communication with the team. So we do use Microsoft Teams as our platform, but there are many platforms you could use. So we are always available to the team to reach out to us, but we also have several chat rooms that are just for more fun things that we, so that we can connect with the team, not just in a business way, but also on a personal level. So just recently we have a team spirit room, and just this last week was Father's Day. And so we had people posting pictures of their fathers. And so that is kind of a fun way to get to know more about the team. In a little bit more of a personal light. We have a wellness room where we all share tips with each other about ways that we stay well, that we reduce stress, that we get up and stretch during the day, all kinds of different things that we share. But I think one of the most important things is that we do a quarterly survey with the team to collect their feedback, hear what's important to them, and kind of see how they're feeling about the company and some things that they wish that we could do differently or do better. And so having that constant feedback from the team, I think really allows us as a leadership team, as an executive team, to hear from the team, to look at their feedback, and to implement some of the things that are really important to them. And I think the more that they, the team, is feeling like their voice is heard for through all levels of leadership, I think that really is what supported us and helped us to get to this place where we're a B Corp. And now we have the second win, which is that we got this top workplace award. And I think that it all ties together.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned the quarterly, I'm glad you brought that up, that quarterly ENPS survey keeps a pulse on how we're doing. But, you know, in addition to this particular award, yes, they surveyed the team, but every year we do, you put out, Jen, a big survey, and we spend a lot of time absorbing every little piece of it, analyzing it in our annual strategic planning as we set our priorities for each year. So this takes work. I feel like this has been 4 years of chipping away at, you know, changes that the team has wanted to see. So Val, what do you think? Like you're probably as close to our front line as anyone. And have you felt a shift in our priorities? Have you, what are your thoughts?
Absolutely. There's been a huge shift. I think that the team members are feeling it. I feel that the leadership is feeling it. And one point I want to bring up that's a little off this topic is how important it is to find the right team members. Okay. Mm. We've had our experience of having people in leadership that weren't the right fit. And it was very tough for the rest of the team to work around that. So it's extremely important that you look at every team member and evaluate whether they're the perfect fit for the team. Because if they're not, then, you know, maybe they would be happier someplace else.
Yeah, I think there's definitely, I think with the focus on our values and constantly being aligned with that, it's kind of just a natural way to see if someone is aligned with those values when they come in. I mean, there are some things, if someone doesn't have the skills to do a job, you can always train them. But if they don't believe in the values of the company, then that's pretty difficult.
Yeah, I mean, we it's sort of like a zero tolerance policy. They feel it. Right. We've had the experience where we didn't have the right fit, and then they end up somewhere that's better for them and it's better for us. And that's okay too. I mean, we like try to celebrate that situation when it happens so that we stay on track because,
absolutely.
You know, I think we put a lot of time into building trust with the team and having alignment so that you can weather the trickier times, and certainly those are upon us. So, you know, we're like, I feel like despite everything that's happened, the core foundation of what we've laid is going to sustain us through, well, it's sustained us so far through the pandemic and now through all that's happening. And we'll get into that in another podcast around what we're doing for diversity and things like that. But I think, you know, it's certainly the work, if you put the work in, this is our experience, right? If you put the work into building trust, then you know that your team, you're on the same page, you're there for each other and for our clients. So I also think, it's not just about being transparent, like one of our values. That sounds like a very common core value for many companies, but I think positive energy, we're a fun organization. We make this a balance, I think a delicate balance of like serious focus and trying to execute to a higher level for brands that have very high expectations as they should, but we have high expectations for ourselves too. And it's not just being transparent, it's not just the positive energy, some of our others, being creative, being flexible with them, being helpful. But there's something else, and Val, maybe, and it's like the way we run meetings is I think gives people an opportunity to share their voice. And Val, maybe you're best to elaborate on that.
I think it's extremely important that you go into a meeting, and this sounds simple, but not everybody does it all the time, is to go into the meeting with an agenda so you know what's going to happen. Watch your time, which is extremely important, because you need to do that round robin and make sure that everybody gets a chance to be heard. Because how many meetings have you been in that you sat there for the whole time and you never said a word? And whether it was you were being a little shy and didn't do that, or whether somebody didn't give you the chance, because there's always people that talk a little bit more than others. So it's extremely important that you make it so everybody can be heard, because that's going to make them feel a part of things even more.
I don't know who you're talking about, Val. Do I? It's like, oh, we should all say less, right? But anyway.
Well, thank you so much, Val and Sally, for sharing some of your thoughts about how we got to winning this Top Workplace Award. And it's very exciting for us. But we like to end every podcast talking a little bit about our culture, which this whole podcast has been about our culture. But I just wanted to mention that winning this award does not mean this is the end. We are still a work in progress and we still have work to do. And so we have created an inclusion task force to talk, really start and open those conversations about diversity and inclusion and how we can make sure that we're having every voice heard and that everyone feels like they're truly a part of this company. And so we're going to do a whole podcast about this, but we did just have our first meeting and it went really, really well. We asked everyone for suggestions about things that we can work on for next quarter to improve in this area. And we sort of took action right away and we made Juneteenth a company holiday. So that was a change that immediately came out of our first task force meeting. And so I think that I was really happy about that. I think all of us were really happy about that. And the team was incredibly happy about that. So you can definitely make small changes and big changes to make your company better for all the team members. So thank you again to Val for joining us and to Sally. And thank you guys for listening. If you want to hear more about our company, you can visit our website, vipdesk.com. You can see our blog series there. We're doing a blog series about remote work. You can hear our other podcasts and you can just learn more about our company. So again, thank you for listening and thank you guys for being co-hosts with me. And we will talk to you next time.
Thank you. Bye,
Thank
everyone.
you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.